Hey, I finally made it to your going away party. Sorry, getting off work tonight early was a nightmare. You know I wouldn't miss it for anything. After all, you're leaving like tomorrow. I'd be the last one to miss this. You're not drinking? That's fine. You're the host after all. Plus, tomorrow is a big day for you. So, you're all packed up? What's gonna happen to this old room of yours? Oh, your parents are renting out to local college students. Okay, well, so I guess that means. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're not coming back after all. I guess your internship overseas is gonna last a little longer than a college semester, but I don't know, it just seems so permanent. This way. I guess all this old stuff is going in your parents' attic to collect dust then. All these memories from when we were in college and in high school. All these photos. Remember when I got you that Polaroid camera that you thought was so cheesy? And you thought it was dumb because we all just take photos on our phones anyway. Now look at how many Polaroid pictures you have. These pictures are so crazy to me. Look at this one from 2 years ago. I was totally crushing on you back then, but I wasn't showing it at all. I'm leaning against you so hard in that photo. I look like I'm gonna knock you over. I don't know. I mean, I thought it would be too weird to say anything. We were friends for so long, and I dated one of your friends a long time ago. Plus, I'm best friends with your sister, so that was a weird bomb to drop on her. I mean, you dropped it on her. You couldn't even tell her we were dating. You literally had to tell her we were fuck buddies. I'm glad I wasn't there for that conversation. I'm glad we did, though. This is nice. Do you wanna cuddle for a minute, or do you have to go out and entertain your guests? Perfect. Remember that time I was driving you home because you were too drunk to go home on your own, and you were just telling me how it was going to be impossible for you to get a girlfriend because you were leaving in a few months? You were so shocked when I just reached out and kissed you. I'm glad you kissed me back, though. I can't believe that's what finally gave me the courage. You in my car, ranting about how horny you were. Always liked you, though. I'm gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss you so much. Don't know why I'm being like this. Maybe I'm just feeling really sentimental. I mean, we both just graduated. So many people who went to our high school went to the same college as us, and now those people I've spent the past, wow, 8 years with are all going different places, starting our real lives. And then there's you. I don't know. I mean, you seem like you have a plan, this big internship, literally moving thousands of miles away for 6 months. You have a plan for life, and I feel so fucking stupid because I graduated too, but I have no idea what I'm doing outside of my part-time job as a restaurant hostess. Don't have to say it just to make me feel better. I know it's okay, and I know I'm young and have time to figure it out, but I feel like I wasted so many chances already. Like the chance to be with you, and I mean be with you for real. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. I came here for your going away party and I'm just being this dumb sad mess and probably ruining the mood. I'm so stupid. Why am I so fucking stupid? I shouldn't have said anything. Thank you. You're right. I have nothing to apologize for. I've just been holding back so much for so long, and it's just every single fucking time I don't say or do anything until time is almost completely out. Yes, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about how bad it hurt not being able to be with you, not because you didn't want me, but because I was such a coward that I ran from every chance to be with you until the very last minute. God, it hurt seeing you date all those girls that just pushed you around and didn't appreciate you. It hurt every time we were alone, and all I could think about was kissing you every single time. But I kept my mouth shut and pretended I didn't like you. And it hurts now, seeing you go on and start a new life that I'm not in. Not knowing if you're ever coming back. Not knowing if you'll still care about me, even if you do come back. Not knowing if you'll fall in love with someone else out there. All because this whole time I made you think that this was just supposed to be a fun little thing, only meant to last a few months. When really I was falling in love with you. Or maybe I was already in love with you for a long time and didn't even know it. Ever since the first time we hung out and actually talked, after watching you spend the whole night making all those stupid jokes with your friends, and how you acted so real around me when I finally got to talk to you. Like, you're halfway between treating me just like your other friends and halfway between never wanting to stop talking to me. Or that time you danced like an idiot at that New Year's party in those fancy clothes you just bought that same day and you ripped them because you had no idea how to actually dance. Or that time I came over at 1 in the fucking morning and let you cry on my lap all night because your girlfriend cheated on you and I was the first person you called. I was falling in love with you already and I didn't want to face it. And now, there's no time left. Don't. Please don't. It'll just make it hurt more. Do you mean it? I love you too. I love you so much that it hurts. I still don't know if you're gonna feel the same way about me after you come back. 6 months is a long time. Maybe you'll still love me. Maybe you'll never even come back. I'm just afraid that maybe we'll never get to have all those things we could have had. No Valentine's Day dates, no New Year's Eve kiss together, no anniversary. But we still have one last moment. I want you to do everything you always do to me, except this time. This time I can tell you I love you. Touch me like you do when we're laying naked together and you just glide your fingers over my skin. And I try to stay awake just a little longer, just to feel your hands on me for another moment. My neck. Kiss my body. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. I want to feel your lips all over me. Kiss me. Like that. Lower down my chest. To my breasts. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, take your time. I like when you tease me. The way your lips go across my body and know just where to find all those sensitive places you discovered. Oh, on my waist. Oh, by my legs. Oh, in between my thighs. Do that. Just a little bit longer before you... Before you eat me out. Oh my god, no. Do it nice and slow. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love the way you lick me. The way your tongue moves over my clit. God, you've gotten so good at that since we started. Since we started doing this. Please, don't tease me. Put your fingers in like you always do. And, oh, God, just like that. Just go just a little bit faster. Yes, just like that, please. Please, don't stop. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, you're gonna drive me crazy. Oh my god. Oh, oh fuck, I'm so close. I'm so fucking close. Don't you dare stop. I'm coming. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Inside of me. Please don't make me wait. God, I need you. Give it to me. I want it. Love you. good being able to finally say that. Even if it might be the only night I'll be able to say it. I don't want it to be the last time either. So you'll wait for me then? For all that time? I mean, you're amazing. I'm just me. I'll wait for you if you wait for me. So, do you want to go back to your party? People are probably wondering where you are. You know what? You're right. Cuddling a little longer sounds so much better. I love you too.